So we're just going to relax and breathe. Just move into that sweet space, focus on our hearts. And take a couple of long, slow, deep breaths. Just reminding our body that we're safe and this is a wonderful place to just relax. That we give ourselves this time out. A place where we can remember that there is a beautiful space of peace underneath all the activity. Just breathing into peace. There is a sanctuary in the heart. A place where we can return to that feeling of love, that recognition of beauty and health and abundance and wholeness that is ever present, the source of our being. And as we've returned to this place, we are resourceful, returning to the fullness of Source, that within us that always knows, that within us that remembers that everything is all right here, everything always works out for us. Every time there is harmony here, there is love here, and we are that. We are the love, we are the peace, we are the grace, we are the harmony, we are that. It's good for us to remember. And I actually brought three different quotes from three different workshops today. The first is from the July 2nd, 2022 workshop, where Abraham said, "You know enough to live happily ever after. Every one of you who's listening in here today, we make too much of all of this. Let's coin some new phrases right here, right now, together. Life, beingness, alwaysness, time, unendedness, more, expansion, becoming, 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 becoming more of what is at the root of me. What is at the root of me is love and good. And them too. No matter where they are in the letting it in or the not letting it in. Them too. No matter where they are in the letting it in or the not letting it in. Someone did a number on you when they convinced you that until everybody is joyful, you'd better suffer for those who aren't. Because that all that happens when you suffer for those that aren't is that you are one of those that isn't joyful. That's all that happens. It doesn't benefit anyone. And that one led me to look back and find this one from May 8th in 2001 from Portland, Oregon, where Abraham said, "The best you can do is be certain that you are connected to your source energy and let everybody else figure it out for themselves. Some of them will adore you, some of them will hate you, and none of them has anything to do with you. Choose what feels good and leave everybody else to choose what they want. don't spend any time saying they should choose differently and they'd feel better. Instead, say, they're choosing what they're choosing. I'm choosing what I'm choosing, and I'm feeling good while I'm choosing it. And let that be the end of it. And then on the 20th of July, last week, 2022, Abraham said, don't try to figure it out. Just acknowledge that negative emotion pointed it out. And when you decide that you want to feel good, so you're looking for positive aspects and making lists of things you appreciate and so on, you'll be an active match to more of the things that do feel good. Your point of attraction is always all right. That's the most emphatic thing that we want to say. If things are always working out for you, and they are, then even when you're in the midst of something that feels uncomfortable, doesn't it often produce great clarity of what you want? And isn't clarity a good thing? Whenever Esther has an experience that doesn't feel good, like you, she knows she has attracted it. She's begun to say, if things are always working out for me, then there's a reason that I attracted this. And then she revels in the new clarity that she found in it. You are still every day fine-tuning and finding more preferences, refining what you want. That's what a deliberate creator does. You're doing very well. Just keep having fun with it. So on July 2nd, Abraham said, you know enough to live happily ever after. Every one of you who's listening in here today. And on the 20th, they said, you're doing very well. Just keep having fun with it. Fine-tuning and finding more preferences, refining what you want. So in our meditation time today, let's take a little time to do some fine-tuning and finding more preferences, refining what we want. And I loved what Esther has been saying. If things are always working out for me, then there's a reason that I attracted this. And the way I usually say it, it's like even when it looks like something going wrong, there's actually something going right from a broader perspective. So as we think of things going wrong and remember that we attracted them, we can feel empowered by looking for things that are going right. We can trust that our inner being has our back. As Beloved says, our back, our front, our top, and our bottom, which always made me giggle. Spirit has our back. We can melt into that beautiful space of remembering that Source is ever present, that our inner beings have our back, and we can always lean into that place of love that is a constant. Our attention wavers. Sometimes we pay attention to that beautiful peace and grace and abundance and health that exists at the center of all being. And sometimes we don't. But we are ever loved, supported, and supplied every time. I was reminded several times this week of a conversation that Abraham had with a young man in the hot seat, where he said, do you ever hear me when I call out to you? And Abraham said, every time. And then someone in the audience yelled out, we couldn't hear him. And Abraham said, that's funny. You've got to admit that's funny. Repeat your question. And the young man said, I said to you, sometimes I call out your name. Do you ever hear me? And you said, yes. Abraham said, we didn't say yes. We said, every time. Every time. Always. Always. Our inner being is here for us. Every time. There is never a moment when we are not loved, supported, and supplied. Every time. And it is so magnificent that we know this. Abraham says, you know enough to live happily ever after. Remembering that our inner being has our back every time gives us the opportunity to live happily ever after. Abraham said the best advice they could give us is to trust in well-being. Trust in well-being. Every time. We don't every time. We spend time in step one. We ask from the contrast, and something new is created in our vortex, and our inner being has all the attention on that new unfolding, that new creation that we have begun. And our job is to come into alignment with it. And one way we do that is by being kind to ourselves when we're back in step one. When we're feeling negative emotion, instead of beating up on ourselves for something that we didn't do right or something that we think is wrong, we can be kind. I don't know about you, but my experience in my life is that I lived in kindness for other people from the time I was very young. I wanted to be present on the planet as kindness, as caring, as love. But I wasn't kind to myself. The person who was the least safe in my mind was me. I was critical, judgmental, demanding. I was following rules that made no sense. I was playing for an audience who wasn't even watching. And I made decisions to change. I decided to turn that loving kindness toward myself. And so I invite you now to connect once again with that beautiful space of peace in your heart. Breathing deeply and slowly into your heart space. And giving yourself the opportunity to identify the place within you where loving kindness resides. Where there is a place of caring, of gentleness, of tenderness. Where you can feel that love that you would offer to a newborn baby. And feeling that loving kindness, that good wish that you have for a blessed, loved life. For any baby, on the planet. Turn that sweetness that's within you to your own heart. Turn it within you to your own body. Turn it within you to your own mind, your own being, your own connection to Source, loving kindness. We have this opportunity at any moment to feel this beautiful sense of compassion, to see the divine within ourselves, to bring it home. For some of us in our lifetime, we have had a homecoming within ourselves. We have found within ourselves that deep place of home that maybe we missed for a while. That there is a harbor home. The ship comes into the harbor and returns home. My friend Michael Bowers wrote a song, and it said, "For every lonely soul, there is a harbor home. I say, let it come." And he went on to write, "Let it come between us like a cooling breeze, like a sprig of hope from a dove of peace. In this moment we are face to face. Can we touch the truth? Can we feel the grace? Can we let it come? I say, let it come." I am so grateful for teachers like Abraham, and for writers like Michael Bowers, who write these amazing words, who remind us of the truth that there is a harbor home, that our inner beings are here with us every time, that we are ever loved, supported, and supplied every time. There is no one outside of this divine nature. And Abraham referred to that in one of these quotes, where they said, "What is at the root of me is love and good, and them too." And them too. No matter where they are in the letting it in, or the not letting it in. Source is there for them too, every time. There is a beautiful harbor home within them that is there in every moment. So when we think of someone who appears in that moment not to be letting it in, we have the opportunity to use our space of loving kindness to imagine them letting it in. Imagine them finding within them, by whatever path is theirs to take, their harbor home. It is so beautiful to have that feeling of homecoming. And I wish that homecoming on everyone on the planet, trusting and knowing that each of them has an inner being to guide them in that place. And there is a sweet space of peace for them on this planet. And perhaps they will choose it. Perhaps they will open to it. Maybe they won't. But Abraham says, for everyone, when they reemerge into non-physical, they are released. And it's 1,000 times what we've ever experienced of love and grace and beauty and harmony. And I take that back because they also say that for those who on this planet have found their space of heaven on earth, their harbor home, their sense of homecoming, that reemergence into non-physical is not such a radical change. It's a dimensional change. And the release of resistance is still beautiful. But in the presence of lesser resistance, it's more of the love that they felt on the planet, more of the peace, more of the joy, more of the creativity and intelligence and beauty and harmony, more of the love, more becoming. Abraham talked about life, beingness, alwaysness, unendedness, more and expansion, becoming. There is no ceiling on our expansion. We are ever becoming. Our inner being is here supporting our becoming every time. Becoming more aware of what has been here all the time. Beloved told me, you are not trying to create something you are not. You are learning to perceive who you already are. We already are God expressing. We already are that love right here and right now. We are the hands and heart and eyes and mind and life of spirit right now. And we can rest in the knowing of it. Not always. Abraham said we won't ever get without contrast. But more and more we have the opportunity to let the joy free, to be that which we came to be, to love, to shine, to be radiant in our beingness, and to experience and express loving kindness to ourselves and to others, to trust in the well-being, to relax into the grace, to celebrate the homecoming, and to celebrate other people coming home to the truth of who they are, and to trust and know that as we are there, that we meet those who vibrate there with us. Abraham says that there aren't that many on the leading edge, but that the leading edge isn't lonely, because as we become more consistently on the leading edge, vibrating in the love, in the joy, in the peace, in the grace, we meet those we came to reconnect with and know. And so we are blessed in this space to have this spiritual community that comes together regularly to recognize the truth of who we are, to remember, as Abraham said, that we already know enough to live happily ever after. And we have this opportunity to do it together. And so I invite you just to breathe deeply and to take a stretch. And to remember that this space is a space we have access to in any moment when we just choose to breathe deeply and slowly and relax and remember that space of homecoming, that beautiful harbor home, that place of peace that exists at the center, that underlies all of the activity, that is here for us every time. I give thanks for it, and so it is.